The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store. Race 1.
We'll start off with the 550. Looks a decent two-year-old race as well at that. We've got several previous winners and one or two horses with decent bits of form. The two previous winners are the top two, Boyfriend Brian and Eagle Spirit. Both of them have shown a fair level of form. Boyfriend Brian made a successful winning debut at Belliestown on soft ground, well-backed, quick and up smartly to beat. Quite a decent field, quite a few who were well-fancied on the evening, and I do like the way this horse operates and goes about his work. But I've also got a little bit of a time as well for Joseph O'Brien's charge, Eagle Spirit, who I tipped and napped last time out at Leopardstown, showing a good attitude to fend off several rivals who were stalking him in behind. He'd also made a nice eye-catching debut at Leopardstown when he was third in quite a decent little race behind one of Dermot Weld's. And I think his overall experience and his good inside draw in stall number one just slightly tips the balance in his favour on this occasion. Like I say, not a lot between them. Won't surprise me if Boyfriend Brian was to prove good enough, but I've got to stay loyal to Eagle Spirit. I think he's a nice horse in the making, and at round about 3-1, he rates the bet.
Race 2.
Moving over then to the 6:20, very competitive handicap we've got here. Quite a few horses coming in off the back of good runs, of course. Most notably, Magnificent, who shoulders top weight here for the Michael O'Callaghan stable. Now, this filly's had a fairly productive season. She won two starts ago at Leopardstown, staying on really well to beat Brosnan fairly easily in the end. And that was, of course, in the first time visor, and the headgear was on last time out again at the Curragh. But that was in a much, much stiffer race. It went from a 0-80 to a 0-104 contest. So to be fair, I thought this filly by McPhee did really well to finish fifth in the end behind a nice horse of Jim Bolger's Ringside Humour. But the race is chock full of inform horses that were well fancied. Of course, Eddiston Rock, who was backed off the boards, could only manage second. It wasn't a bad run by this filly. I just leave the impression sometimes watching her as well that maybe a drop back to a mile could well suit her. And of course, this stiff mile has played into her strengths as well before. She's a previous course and distance winner when she shipped up here last year and won on decent ground. So, to my eyes, everything looks set fair here for Magnificent to run a nice race, and she's a decent each-way price around about the 7-1 mark.
Race number 3.
Moving on to race 3 then, which of course is the big race of the night. It's the EBF Carn Rouge Stakes, a listed fillies contest, which goes off at 6:50. All eyes here are going to be on Earring, who's very much on the upgrade, and it has been put in a short price favourite as a result. So winner two starts ago at Garran, but stepped up markedly on that performance when chasing home one of Dermot Weld's really nice horses called Discipline last time out at Nace. Now that form is definitely the most solid coming into this contest, and she is a worthy market leader at 6-4. But there are one or two others definitely worth an interest at much bigger prices, certainly worth looking at anyway. Orsia, Mickey Halford's filly. She's definitely no back number off the back of a good run last time out at Leopardstown. Of course, that race went the way of Dermot Weld's Fox Dot Charlie. But second was Tennessee Wildcat, who's gone to prove the form pretty solid with a decent effort next time out back at the same track. The time figures of this filly of Weld are quite reasonable in the context of this race. And drawn in stall once, you've got a good chance of going around the inside and getting herself into contention on the long pull up the home straight here. And the other one to consider at a price is Midnight Crossing. Now, she only won a maiden her last day down at Leopardstown, but a time figure that she produced that day in the first time blinkers certainly give her a chance of picking up some prize money here and getting that valuable black type next to her name. And of course, Time for Reason, who finished second in that race. Johnny Mercer's charge has gone on to advertise the form twice over, including, of course, a win yesterday at Fairy House. So she's not one to be totally dismissed at a price. So the way I see this race is that Earring is the most likely winner, of course. Whether I'd back her at 6-4 is a mute point. I'd probably look towards Orkia as the value each way, with maybe a little bit of a small saver on Midnight Crossing and a much bigger price.
Race 4.
On to the final race then on the flat this evening, which comes in the shape of the Mar 3 handicap 0-65 contest, which is the 720. Pretty strong choice here as well. Dixie Highway is the pick here for the Patrick Flynn stable. Yet to win on the flat in 16 starts, but you can cast that aside because this horse has won a couple of times recently over hurdles. And that hurdle form was very much carried into his last race at Bellystown when he finished second behind the in-form Phoenix Twist, who went into that race off the back of a good run at Leopardstown. Now, it looked as though Dixie Highway was going to come and take the contest in the latter strides, but just didn't quite get home over that stiff mile 6 on soft ground. But dropping back here in trip tonight to a mile 3 on a much better surface with Danny Grant on board, off a mark of just 49, it's very, very difficult to see Dixie Highway not at least being in the first 4 this evening. So Dixie Highway, quite a strong each way choice in race 4.
Race 5.
On to the first of the jump races then, and quite clear that Screaming Rose is going to be a very, very thin price here to get off the mark at the first time of asking over hurdles. Of course, she's a very, very useful bumper horse, as we can see. She started off her career at Galway, winning quite impressively, then went to Cork and won equally easily. And she was then thought good enough to come over to these shores, of course, and take part in that good listed race at Huntingdon. Unfortunately, she can only finish fourth behind La Bagarroire. But that's certainly decent enough form to suggest that she should be good enough to win a race of this nature, providing, of course, her jumping stands the test over 10 flights of hurdles. If so, then she should win quite comfortably. But as she's a short price, and we don't want to be sitting here looking at all the odds on shots here or short ones this evening, we'll look for a little bit of each way value in the shape of Emily Anna. Now, we can either obviously back this horse each way or maybe predominantly without the favourite. That run the other day at Wexford certainly gives Dermot O'Brien's chance every chance of following the favourite home if she can replicate that performance. Of course, she was third that day behind Henry's Girl, who's definitely a decent yardstick and a good horse trained by John Kylin. That was off the back of another promising effort over a trip which probably just stretched the stamina behind Red Giant, who, of course, has gone on to win subsequently as well. So all in all, her form is beginning to stack up nicely. She's around about a 7 or 8 to 1 shot with the favourite. And without the favourite, hopefully you can get around about odds of around about 3-1, 7-2. So decent couple of options there for backing Emily Anna without the favourite there in the Mare's Maiden Hurdle.
Race number 6.
All right, on to the penultimate race then. And probably my strongest view on the card, or certainly my best bet recommendation anyway at the prices. And that comes in the shape of Crocodile Dundee from the Thomas Cooper stable. Now, another horse who hasn't won yet, which is a little bit disconcerting to many, but I do feel as though this horse is capable, certainly, of getting off the mark. Certainly since he's had the hood on anyway, he hasn't looked back. His progression has been there for all to see, and he's been placed on his last two runs as well, which is really, really encouraging. He bumped into the very much informed Flory's Fort down in Limerick 2 starts ago, keeping on really well in the latter stage. The third horse, of course, went on to win next time out, Star of Angels. That form is really solid. And although he couldn't better that finishing position behind the same horse at Limerick the next time out, that doesn't really tell the whole story, because he was noted travelling really strongly in that race in behind the speed, but he didn't quite get the clearest of runs coming off the home turn and in the home straight when he was a bit tight for room. But once he got in the clear jump in the last, he absolutely charged home to suggest that he's very much a horse to keep on the right side of. So Crocodile Dundee with the 4 places on offer on decent ground as well over a trip which should suit is my strongest view. If you can get the 13-2 with William Hill this morning, I don't think you'd be far wrong there.
And the final race.
Moving on to the concluding race then. A decent bumper contest as well. We've got a couple of really good inform mares in the shape of Arbor Deschamps and Derry Green Girl. Derry Green Girl was a hugely impressive winner down in Roscommon the other day, racing on soft ground for the first time. Bounded to the front and never really looked like getting caught, and won by 19 wickets from a horse of the Shark Hanlon stable called Seaboard, who was very strongly fancied. So could be dangerous off the front here if allowed to dictate, but I'm going to have to stick with Emmett Mullins' charge here, Arbor Deschamps, who was equally impressive herself down in Tremor the other day, stalking the pace, quicking up really smartly, hitting the hill round about the 2 furlong pole, and strode majestically clear to win by a very wide looking 8 lengths. Likely to be very strongly fancied here tonight, of course, in what looks predominantly a match between the big two in the betting. I'll go for the favourite, Arbre de Champ, to hopefully outstay Debbie de Queen Girl in the closing stages.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.